This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. It's the music of Groovements, who have been described as what you would hear if Led Zeppelin caught a soul train with Group Love and they threw a party while heading down the tracks to Motown. The six-man funk rock outfit based in Fayetteville, Arkansas, makes a stop at Jazz Up Front in Bloomington Saturday night. We caught up with Groovement drummer Brian Burkhart via Skype. Brian Burkhart says the area of northwest Arkansas where he lives has been fertile ground for years for funky bands that like to stretch it out a bit. This song is from Groovement's 2016 album called Clouds. The song is Code.
People just stay smiling. How little they know.
Since I've been here, there's always been at least one pretty solid kind of funky groove band that's been out of here, all the way back into a band called Pumpkinhead that toured a lot in the 90s.
Groovement formed in 2009 when Burkhart hand-selected the guys he believed were A, musically the best fit to form a group, and B, would work together as a team. He said Northwest Arkansas still has a vibrant music scene.
Oh, it's great. Fayetteville, Arkansas is where the University of Arkansas is. So it's a, you know, a hip college town, and it's Bentonville in this Northwest Arkansas corridor is the headquarters for Walmart. Springdale has the headquarters for Tyson Chicken. We're in the Ozarks, so it's beautiful country. Yeah, the scene is great. I mean, we actually saw an article on Facebook. They did have Fayetteville ranked as the third best music town in the country.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah, behind Austin and Denver was right behind us, and Brooklyn and Asheville, North Carolina.
So the Central Illinois music scene here in Bloomington Normal has really seen a resurgence over the last 5, 6, 7 years. Has there been a similar resurgence in that area of Northwest Arkansas, or has it been pretty strong for maybe 10 or 15, 20 years?
That's kind of why I didn't leave. My family is from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I graduated high school there. You know, and they're proud of their scene there, but I felt that the scene here was, there was a much better community of the scene here in Fayetteville.
This song is titled Do As I Say, Not As I Do. It's also from Groovement's second album, Clouds, released 2 years ago.
The song hasn't changed, in fact, remains the same. The change that we seek is around us every day. Do as I say, not as I do. Do as I say, not as I do.
That song is, it's about wanting to do something and maybe not following through, not standing behind your words.
That's the lyrical explanation, but Groovement loves to groove. Every Groovement tune has an extended jam in the middle of the song or the end, or sometimes both.
Definitely.
You know?
We love to kind of have the dynamic range of build up, break down, get movement within the songs, emotional movement throughout the songs.
Brian Burkhart from the band Groovement on GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. They're going to be at Jazz Up Front this Friday night. Why do you play the music you do?
Well, just because we think it's good music. It's a real fine balance between kind of musicianship and songwriting. You find that a little bit more so in classic stuff when you would have pop songs that could have big jams in them that could be 6 minutes long. That's kind of gone away in present music a little bit. You know, you got to keep it within 3 or 4 minutes, and a lot of times solos are the ones that get cut out of the way. But we want to keep that within our music, especially at our live shows. We pride ourselves in that. We enjoy playing our instruments. We enjoy playing with each other, getting into the improvisational sections, into the songs live. It's very much part of what we do and what we enjoy. You kind of find that a little bit more often in older music than you do in modern music.
See, I'm hearing with the horns, I'm hearing Chicago, Funkadelic, Parliament,
for
things
sure.
Like that, yeah?
For sure.
Is that in the wheelhouse?
Absolutely. It's very, very much so in the wheelhouse. The wheelhouse is rather large. We have a rather large wheelhouse.
Brian Burkhart mentioned Rick James. The R&B legend is name-checked on perhaps the standout song on the Clouds album, Rick James and the Giant Peach. Here's just a bit of that song. Growing up, was Rick James, Parliament, Funkadelic, those kind of bands, were you listening to that, or did you come to that a little bit later?
I can only speak for myself here. Most of us probably weren't alive when most of that stuff came out, but I will have to say hip-hop music was something that, with the samples, they are what reintroduced that music to us. We first hear the songs for the first time, and we think it's a Dr. Dre song. And then we find out, oh no, Dr. Dre just took a sample from this song by Curtis Mayfield or Parliament Funkadelic. And so then we go back and discover that music and discover their whole catalog for the first time and realize where that came from and actually kind of like it better because it's got a little bit more movement to it and all that instead of just repetitive loop. That's Rick James and the Giant Peach from Groovement. Like all the songs you'll hear from this band, it's tight and obvious. Members are locked into each other and the groove itself. But the music isn't the only component when performing. Burkhardt says movement on stage is just as important as what's coming out of the instruments.
Because that's what people want to come see you play the music. That's what we like doing the most, is performing for people. And having people come to our shows. And if our shows aren't fun, then no one wants to come.
We had a fun band at the GLT Summer Concert this year, Sammy Miller and the Congregation. Young guys like yourself, like I think it was 5 or 6 guys, who were playing kind of straight jazz, but they're having a ball with it. I mean, they were running all over the lawn out on the outdoor stage, right? They're doing this and doing that. Mm-hmm. But they were pretty choreographed.
Yeah, we're not choreographed at all. It's very much so. An improvisation. We have a bass player by the name of Superman, and he has a cape, his Superman cape, and he enjoys flying on bass cabinets and subwoofers, and guitar player is king of the guitar face, and we bring horns, and horns just kind of give an energy to a live show you just can't capture on pre-recorded material. This live horns, just they just kind of give off an energy.